So welcome today to Richard White, one of the leading speakers, trainers and consultants in the area of sales services and focusing on selling services, particularly for people who don't come from a background of sales training, what Richard likes to call the accidental salespeople. So welcome, Richard.
Good morning.
And as you know, Richard, what we're doing with these series of interviews is really focusing on the new year and particularly how we can help perhaps the professional business person to accelerate their sales in the new year, generating more leads, more business for 2007. So what I'd like you to help us with in this interview is some specific hints, tips, tools, techniques that can really help to generate more business in 2007.
Okay, excellent. I'd be delighted to.
Well, I know you've been thinking about seven different areas particularly that might be useful for our listeners to focus on.
Yeah, do you want me to just quickly run through them?
Yeah, why don't you?
To get a theme, they all end in eyes. So the first one is visualize. The second one is specialize. The third is productize. The fourth is systematize. Fifth is publicize, the sixth is maximize, and the seventh is energize. So there's seven different areas. When you were asking me before about how can people get their year off to a good start, and what I was doing is breaking it down into different areas, because each of these areas is going to make a big difference. But if you bring them all together, it's going to make a massive difference, and they don't necessarily take a long time to do.
Well, let's take us through it. And then, so your first one's visualize.
Well, yeah, the visualize is really about being clear about what your objectives are for 2007. Because when I work with people, it's amazing how many they say they want more sales, but they don't really know how much more sales they need. They don't really know. They don't have a target. And so the visualize is really about imagining you're at the end of next year, looking back on the year, and let's say you're imagining you're with your accountant, in a situation with your accountant, you're going through your sales numbers. What is the number that you want to see on that page? Obviously, it needs to be realistic, but it's about really building up this mental image. And I know there's a lot of talk these days about The Secret, you know, the film The Secret.
Yes.
And talking about having clear mental vision about what you want. But that is really crucial. In the more you focus on where you want to be, the more likely you are to start coming up with the ideas that will take you there. And so it's essential to start off with, to get clear about the end game as opposed to how. What I say is, the when you know the why, the how takes care of itself.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one area. And I know you've got a lot of coaches that will be listening to this, and hopefully they are already sold on goal setting. And so they need to have a sales goal. So the next area is specialize, and this is really crucial for people who are doing these sort of services that, you know, like life coaching, that work with a lot of people, life coaching, and also consultants, IT consultants and so on. And they tend to spread their net wide. You know, people doing life coaching could work with anyone. So they try and find clients for all sorts of different areas. And that makes it very difficult for people to know how they can help them specifically, because people don't buy life coaching. What they buy is the help to solve their problems.
You certainly see that. Sorry, Richard, but you certainly see that at a lot of networking events, don't you? Where there are many life coaches there who it's difficult for other people sitting around the table to actually think how they can help that person.
Yeah. It's not just life coaches, consultants.
Sure.
In fact, it's anybody that comes from a non-sales background, and even people that do come from a sales background. Because they just don't, they're thinking about what they're doing, but they're not thinking about the people that will become their clients. Because people who become their clients are thinking about themselves. They're thinking about the problems that are going on in their life that they want help with.
Mm.
And they don't think, I need life coaching. They think, I want to better job. I hate my job. Or they think I want to have better relationships, or they think, you know, that I'm really, really stressed. So that's what they're thinking about. They're not thinking about that they want coaching. But of course, we all know that coaching is a fantastic way of dealing with that, just as there are other ways of dealing with that as well. You know, you might have people that do hypnotherapy, you might have people that do consulting, people that are selling workshops and courses and so on. So the more you specialize in a particular area, the more easy it is for people to say, oh, well, that's really good. You can help me with my problem. You know, it's really hard for people to do that. But, you know, as I've demonstrated, you know, I run a lead generation masterclass where we focus on referrals from networking. And what we do during the day is we get them to really hone in on one particular area. And then by the end of the day, most people leave with leads. They actually generate leads on the day because they are specializing in a particular area, and it makes it easy for other people to know what they do.
That's a nice way of recouping the investment that they've spent on your training.
Yeah, absolutely, of course. But it's the magic is in the specialization, and you know, the more you specialize, the better results you get. Now, that doesn't mean to say you have to specialize your business. What it means to say is when you go to the market, when you start speaking to people, you don't tell them about all the things that you do that everybody else does. You talk about the things that you do that is different, that is particularly useful, and is in terms that they can understand. To productize, basically, going back to services, typically they're very nebulous. They're it's hard for people to work out why they would need the services. And what productize is about is making the services into products. Mm-hmm. So, for example, at one level that you could say that you've got someone who is a life coach who's going to specialize in helping people with their careers. That person can then start producing products that will help people in their career. It could be physical products, like it could be a book or an e-book or something like that, but it could actually be a specific coaching product, like coaching over 12 weeks, it could be coaching over a particular length of time. Because, and I'm sorry to go on about the coaching, but it is a really good example. So people who are coaching, they're selling their time, but people don't want to buy their time. They want to buy a program. They want to know how much it's going to cost. They don't want it to be open-ended. So I have a product, for example, and it is a one-off 2-hour coaching session with a specific price on it. It makes it very tangible. You know what you're going to get, and if you don't get what I promise you'll get, then in my case, it's guaranteed.
Yeah, that's interesting, because I think mostly when you hear the term productize, you're thinking of a tangible, as you say, an e-book or a hard copy book. But being able to package your service in a different way is also productizing.
Absolutely. The classic in consulting is what's sometimes known as a health check, or it's known as a diagnostic test. Let me give you an example. Guy that was working with selling, we specialize in the area of data security. And you know these days, people can walk off with the whole customer database on their iPod.
Yes.
Going to companies and saying, you know, we do all these services and products and so on is just too much. So the first product they're looking at is an audit. And this is a fixed price, so it's just under £1,500. And they get a report at the end of it. They can follow the report, and they can use their own internal people to follow the recommendations. Or the people who are doing the report can also then come in and do the work themselves. But it's not dependent on it. It's an isolated product, and that makes it much easier for people to start working with them, because they have a tangible product, even though it's a service. When you're looking at products as well, you can, the things that we've been talking about, I know before about free reports and things like that, they're still products. They might be free products, but they're things that are tangible that can help get people known.
So area number four?
Four, systematize. the concept, when I became an accidental salesperson, because I was an accidental salesperson many years ago, I never decided to have a career in sales. I just, through getting promoted and so on, I ended up in a position where I was required to bring in sales, even though I wasn't a salesperson. One of the concepts was new to me was this thing about the sales funnel and the sales pipeline. And basically, you've got, if you can imagine a funnel, so you've got a wide area at the top and a small area at the bottom. And what you're looking to do is to generate leads at the top, and some of them will develop into sales and some of them won't. The way I look at it is a sausage machine. I see that what you need to do is to produce a sausage machine, and you're putting the sausage meat at the top, and you turn the handle, and then out comes the sales. And obviously there's some wastage, because not every person you talk to will end up being a customer, and you have to accept that. But what you need to do is to create a system whereby people can start doing business with you, and then once they become a customer, then it's much easier for them to do more business with you. And part of this system could be, if you use the internet marketing approach, where you start off with a free report, because when people are looking for answers to their problems, they go searching on the internet these days. When you've got some free information that helps them answer the problems they're trying to solve, if you can give them something for free which is very valuable but doesn't involve any of your time, they then have to register for that. They become a qualified person on your database. You know, if you've got someone who hates their job, and maybe you have a free report, 10 ways to get yourself out of your job rut, by asking for that report, they've almost qualified themselves as someone who probably in a rut.
And as you say, it's not too difficult to generate such a report, really. I mean, you can put together 10 ways, 7 secrets, those sorts of things.
Yeah.
If you're an expert in your field, you've got experience of working with people, you should be able to produce something of that nature.
Yeah, Elaine, if you can't do it, then I would suggest that you're probably specialising in the wrong area. If you cannot, you know, if you do not know your stuff, then specialise in an area where you do know your stuff. Don't write reports on life coaching, 10 positive aspects of life coaching, but look at your clients, some of the people you've helped, and what are some of the issues that they've had. You know, maybe you specialise in areas where people have stress. Maybe you specialise in people, you know, where they've got weight issues. And give them information, because they are looking to solve those problems. So give them that information. They then go onto your database of people that you know have an interest in that area. And then you're able to then offer them products and services which can help solve their problems. Mm-hmm. So that is a really good way. It doesn't take long to set up. You can use Google AdWords to really accelerate that database. But it could be as well, your systematize could be through networking.
Yep.
You know, that you have a particular way of networking, maybe you're using networking to generate interest in your free reports. You know, one way I with my lead generation masterclass, for the first few that I set up, what I did was I got people I knew that knew lots of people, and I asked them to send out flyers to all the people they knew. And you know, we managed to get 30 people on a workshop without spending any money at all.
Yeah.
That was because we were leveraging the network. We spoke to people we already knew, and then of course when people have came on the course to fill it up again, we then get people on the course to send it out to people they know. You know, obviously if they haven't had a good time, which nobody has, but if they hadn't, then they wouldn't be prepared to send it out. But fortunately, people who come on it are very happy to refer it on. So really leveraging your network could be another way. Now, it's hard for people to say, you know, let's go back. If you're a life, let's say you're a life coach. It's hard for people to say to someone else, you need a life coach. But if you're specializing in, say, getting out of a job rut, it's easy for someone to see that someone's got an issue around getting a new job, and they can send them your report. And on your report, there's a particular way that I do it, because on the report, at the end of the report, is a sales message, what to do next. And then that's where you put your products, you know, like for example, your 12-week coaching program or your workshop or whatever. But that's another way of doing it. If you if you're not particularly interested in doing database marketing, or maybe you're selling to large corporates as well. You know, that's another way of doing it.
So we're on to number five now.
Number five, yes. Publicize is all about, so you've got your specialization, you've got your products, you've got your system, and publicize is about sticking the sausage meat in the machine. It's letting people know about your products and services. I sort of alluded to that when I was talking about networking. But there are all sorts of different ways of publicizing your products and services, and potentially your free reports or your service products. So, for example, internet marketing is one we've already covered. It could be you could be using PR, so you can get into newspapers, TV, radio. It's relatively easy if you know how to do it. You can, things like advertising, there are things like all sorts of things.
And you're publicising yourself in a more focused area as well, presumably. I mean, it's not casting your net way out there, but still with an area of focus.
Oh, yes. No, when I'm saying publicise, everything I've said before is really important. So, you know, let's say you're cold calling. I'm not suggesting that people use cold calling for services. It can be done. There are particular ways. But if you haven't got a product, and if you're not specialised, do not cold call. It's a waste of time. You'll get bad results. Cold calling is a way of publicising. You're not, when you cold call, you're not looking to sell. You're looking to get people interested in. I mean, you could cold call to give away free reports. You know, if you've got someone who is really stuck and needs to get some activity going, it's far easier to cold call and give away something for free. I mean, I used to use that when we were selling consultancy, you know, when I was working for somebody. And we, in those days, you used to have physical newsletters. Yeah. And we used to phone up, and we knew that we were speaking to someone who was interested in what we had to offer. And we would just ask them if they would be interested in going on our newsletter. And that was it. I mean, you can do that with free reports as well. Just phone them up. It's far easier to give something away than it is to ask. Now, obviously, you then need to follow that up and then talk about the interest and that sort of thing. But all of this, you need to see this as publicising. Networking is a form of publicising. Public speaking. You can do talks. There's no end of opportunities for people who've got the confidence to stand up and talk about something of interest. And that could be a way when I do a public talk, I do something of value. I believe it's of value anyway. And then at the end of it, I publicise my free report, and then people give me their business card. I send them the free report, and then some of them then end up coming on my masterclass, and some of them just end up making use of the free report. Mm. But that's another way of publicising. Email marketing, pay-per-click advertising through Google, directories, flyers. When you put your mind to it, there's no end of different possibilities of how to generate interest. Mm-hmm. I think the hardest bit is to specialise and then to create products which you can then publicise.
Okay, so is it maximise next? Is that the next one on the list?
So maximise really is, it's at least four times easier selling more to an existing client than it is finding a new client. So when you put in all this effort to find your clients, you should do it in a way that it's not a one-off sale, that it's an ongoing relationship. So one of the ways that I advocate, especially for people that are selling to bigger companies, is to start small and to grow. So you start off with a sale which is less than £5,000 for a big company. And then if you're somebody who does, say, a lot of corporate work, you do training or you might do coaching or something like that, then you start with a small proposition, and then you look to develop it further, because once somebody knows you, likes you, trusts you, these are critical in selling services, then they're more likely to want to talk to you about doing more for them. And then you need to get into working out which of your clients, you know, what are the attributes that tell you that this is a client to spend more time with, and ones that aren't. But you know, if you just look at maximize, you might sell somebody online, you might sell them a course, you might sell them an ebook. But then that's not a one-off purchase. You then, if they've bought one thing from you, they might want to buy another thing for you. Because if you go back to what their problem is, let's say that somebody has got, let's say it's related to weight issues. So it could be that you've sold them a course that helps them on with weight issues. But then you could have another course, or you could have a training or something like that, or coaching, which is about increasing energy, or it could be about getting fit, or it could be once people like you and they like your style and you've got more things that you can offer them that are to do with what they want to do, they're more likely to buy from you. The reason I say maximize is I come across so many people that they spend a lot of effort finding new clients and they don't maximize what they're doing with existing clients.
And I guess also they've got to be pretty diligent in terms of the follow-up procedures and you know, keeping track of what's going on and making sure they're doing that extra bit of spade work to follow through.
Yeah, this is all part of the systematize. That systematize, it's got to be a system. I love the book The E-Myth Revisited, because what they say is that you've got to think of it as if you were building a franchise. Even though you might have no interest in franchising your business, but if you design everything so that it can be done by someone else, then it really gets you thinking about how you can make it all systematic, so you don't have to think too much about it and you don't leave things to chance. So I'd recommend that book to anyone. And then the last area is energize, and that's really about the activity. Now using the sausage machine analogy, we've got the systematized, which is the sausage machine itself, the publicized, which is about sticking the sausage meat in the in the top, and energized is really about turning the handle.
I thought it was going to be eating the sausage would be the energy.
Well, if it's
vegetarian
sausage, it gives you lots of energy. But it's really, and I suppose the activity should come in the front. You know, I should start with activity, because when I meet people who want to develop more leads from networking, they're just not doing enough activity. But I think part of it is, you know, they're happy to do the activity, but they don't really know where to prioritize, and so they end up doing less than they could, or they do a lot of activity, but it's in the wrong area, or people just don't get what it is that they're doing. So energize is really about focusing on the right activity in the right places. You know, if you've got a particular system that you've developed, you've specialized in particular areas, you produce products, you publicized it, you know, you start to see the results, and I'm sure most people would be more than happy to put in loads and loads of effort, but it's if you're not seeing the results, then it can get a bit disheartening. But you just have to keep turning that handle, because it's only in numbers. It's like when you look in sales and they say it's a numbers game, it really is. And if you know that you need 50 leads in order to generate one sale, it could seem disheartening, but that's good information. So you need, you know, if that's the number, then you've got to get, you know, if you need 10 sales a month, you've got to get 500 leads. What you then can do is working on your selling skill and also in your marketing, getting a better number. You know, say you only have to have 30 leads to generate one sale, or 20 or 10. You have to start somewhere, and knowing what your numbers are is very important to be able to predict what your sales are going to be.
So that would take you back to where we started with being clear about your goal and concrete in terms of the numbers you want to get at the end of 2007.
Absolutely, yeah.
So what would you say are perhaps the quickest thing that people can do now, two activities or techniques that could really generate a big improvement in sales for people over the next year?
Okay, that's good. Now, most people I come across, they have a network already in place. They have people that know them, like them, trust them. The biggest way of generating leads quickly is through that existing network. If you just started out in business, then you know that's going to take a little while to build up. But when it doesn't have to, though, because when you meet people, let's say you go to a networking meeting and you meet people, and there are some people you gel with immediately, and there are other people that you don't feel so comfortable with. You know, and it's really meeting the people that you gel with on a one-on-one basis and getting to know them, and the more that you do, the quicker you build up this sort of trusted network, and get them, people you know, like, and trust, to introduce you to people they know, like, and trust. They don't have to be your customers, but it's just about expanding this network of people who are your fans, if you like, the people who can recommend you to other people. And when you have specialized, rather than being a life coach. Now you're someone who specializes in helping people find a much better job or more fulfilling job or something like that. And you've also then produced some products, and products, you know, if they're service products, it doesn't take much time at all to create a service product, because it's all about the wrapper, isn't it? It's all about the what you're going to get for your money. So you go to your existing network and you say to them, look, I'd just like to meet up for coffee and tell you what I'm focusing on now. If you can make it easy for them to recommend you to other people, then it can work very, very quickly. If your best way of generating leads is through running a course, and you run courses but you're not getting lots of people on your courses, then think about how you can use your existing network to fill those courses. Make it easy. You might want to, I mean, some of the people we invited in the early days to the Lead Generation Masterclass, most people paid. We had early bird discounts. Most people paid a full fee. With some people we invited as guests, we just asked them to pay for their lunch. You know, these were people we knew, if they were impressed, would go and tell everybody about it.
Yeah.
And it really worked. But, you know, you've got to do lots of activity, but you've got to focus it in the right places.
Well, if we get this message out to people now, there's plenty of networking activity going on in the lead up to Christmas and the New Year. So all of those networking Christmas parties are a good opportunity.
Fantastic,
to build
absolutely.
On your existing network. Yeah.
And if you're into cold calling, which it's not something I fully advocate, but I have advised certain clients to cold call, because we've managed to productize their services enough that it can be cold called. The week before Christmas is the best week of the year. Mm. It's the time when not many people do cold calling. It's a time when people are winding down for Christmas, and they're more happy to receive a call. Mm. And, you know, it is the best week of the year to do it.
Well, that's really helpful. And I completed an interview with Andreas Vidal in Germany, who really does focus on cold calling.
Oh, okay.
So in connection with what you've said and listening to his interview as well, there should be some good tips for people to put into practice.
Fantastic. But yeah, and the other thing about Christmas is it's a really good time to get back in touch with former clients. And, you know, okay, so you may have lost touch in a year, 2 years, 3 years might have passed, but Christmas is very forgiving. It's where you go back and you say, look, sorry I've lost touch with you. How's it going? Let me tell you what I'm now doing.
Yeah.
It is a really good time for reconnecting with people you've lost touch with, and not just family, but your clients as well.
Well, thank you so much, Richard, for all of those helpful hints and tips. And we have got linked with the podcast with links to your website. I know leadgenerationmasterclass.com is one where you've got a lot more resources that you can make available to people.
Yep.
And we'll put other links as well so that people can contact you for further information.
Thank you. Yeah, the leadgenerationmasterclass.com is a totally free set of articles by myself and by some other people who I really admire and respect, like Nicola Cancross in internet marketing. And there's some free reports as well. And I make no secrets about the fact that if you subscribe to the free reports, then you'll be on our database for other products and services to help you generate more leads.
Great. I'm sure there'll be plenty of people signing up for that one anyway.
Excellent.
Thanks a lot, Richard.